have to count energy. She doesn't have to count Zayinji. That's the Shite of the Ayurved. So, that's the Shite of the Ayurved and the Rashbam. That's the Shite of the Ayurved. So he says, so because of Rashbam, no Yishet of Uri Nosi. La'achash ni Mosachidesh, she's Manu Ochi, v'nechmedes b'kach, v'yirali, she'meni lo b'sho, she'mechini, now, so the Rashbo himself is here. So there is a machlekes between the Raibet and the Rashbo. There is a machlekes between the Raibet and the Rashbo, and on one hand, and the Rosh on the other hand. The Raibet and the Rashbo, shit is that we not say so yachishish for damchim only the first moment. At the first moment. And the Rosh is not. We are only chesed for chibud the last period close to this manuscript. So naturally, according to the Rosh, so there is no problem altogether. But even the Rashbo, who says that the world is not so we are chesed for years down, so it doesn't mean that. Even there is such a zman ruvek between the decision to get married and the day of the wedding, so yachishish that maybe, in spite of the fact that there is such, it's so remote that we are chishish. So even the Rashbo is made. Moishet of Guavi Nosei, Lachash Mosachides, Shizman Rochi, Venom Chemedes Vikach. That's not. Really, so the question is when? So the Rashbo is also made it, that if it's the real Nose and she agreed to get married to him 12 months later, so the Zayinji will not be effective if she starts counting it right now. Because if you say even 12 months, so suppose it's the real Nose and she decides to get married to him 5 years later, 10 years later, we'll also say that she only has to count the Zayinji now and not 10 years later. I mean, it's absurd. So the question is when? What do you call Zman Merube? What do you call not Zman Merube? So the Rashbo says it means Shemeni lo Bisho Shemechini Tzoche Achupe Bichironu Sare Basim. When they started to plan to soak the bow for the chup, to make the first preparations for the wedding. I mean, in modern context, what will be, I mean, today, so the wedding is made in the wedding hall. So I suppose when they decide upon the wedding hall and they sign the contract with the caterer to make the wedding, that's the equivalent of Mechirot Musare Basim. What other criteria is there? So according to, so suppose it's Rome Sare Basim, so according to Rashbo, suppose it's Rome Sare Basinte, let's say a month before the wedding, so then the chashash is that maybe the day when it's Rome Sare Basinte, she's over. And the proper thing is to count, so if she starts counting the 7 days then, so it's all right. Now, of course, the Roshite is not like that. The Roshite is that, on the contrary, that if we are chesish, of course, it goes without saying, if it's Tavua Limose and they agree upon the day that is remote, so then we're not chesish, that maybe she already saw that. We're not chesish. But the Rosh, everybody agrees. But if it's not such as Man Rochik, and if it's already within the approximate period of the wedding, so then, according to the Rosh, the Chashash is maybe the first minute after it's the Ruah Inose, as long as it's within the approximate period of the wedding, in other words, after the preparations, the planning has already started, maybe the riyas dam took place then. So in other words, but According to the Rosh, that's according to the Rashbo and the Raya. According to the Rosh, we are change on the contrary. So of course, there is a possibility that the first moment after the decision to get married, yes, well, we guess it's already within the approximate period of the wedding. That means after the planning is started, that's the criteria we are finally determined whether it's within the approximate period of the wedding or not. So in other words, today it means after they already rented, made the contract, signed the contract for the wedding hall, so according to the Rashbo and the Raive, so the design kitchen can already be counted. According to the Rosh, no. True that there is a chashash. Maybe she had her ears down the day when she soaked the bow. Oh, today, modern times, so when she signed the contract with the caterer. So there is already a chashash. But every day, the closer it comes to the wedding, the more likely it is that machmas chilut. See, until she starts planning for the wedding, so then the chilut isn't so great that we should be chayshish. Maybe she had her ears down. But the moment she started already to plan for the wedding, and the preparation started already, so then the chashash begins. But the Rosh says, the chashash begins that day, when it's from Yisara Basinte. But the day after that, so it's even more likely. The day after that, so it's even more likely. And if it's already 2 weeks only to the wedding, so the chimut is even greater. So it's even more likely. So it's even more likely. So in other words, so nafkimine between the Rashbo, number one, two shittes are not discussed, are not spelled out, you know, by the two, or by Mechaber, the Ramon, not even by the Taz. The Doruch HaShulchan does discuss it, you see. So there is a big nafkimine. So according to the Rashbo, suppose the bull is not saying this by so. It's already so. Until it's only signed by Sinke, it goes without saying. She is not precious for a year now. But it's already only signed by Sinke, and the Kodesh Rashbo, she started to count the Zayinke. But it's still 6 weeks to the wedding. But it's already only signed by Sinke. 6 weeks, and she started to count Zayinke. And let's say she counted 7 days, and she went through it 5 weeks before the wedding. So it's all right. She doesn't have to count Zayin Kim again. She doesn't have to count Zayin Kim, and she doesn't have to make any more tickets. She doesn't have to make any more tickets, as long as it's already Rome Sare Basinte. So that day is the chash, and the day later is not the chash, because even though the chibut, the suspense is greater, but it's not a new thing. So the rias dam can only take place when there is a pleasant surprise, you know. But the day later, so it's not a surprise anymore. So mele, we are not chayshish for any rias dam. So she started to count the zayin kiyum immediately upon the home sare basinte. Even though it's still 5 weeks left or 6 weeks left to the wedding, she doesn't have to make any more bridges. She doesn't have to make any more bridges. According to the Rosh, true, so then the chashash begins. But every day, until the wedding, and until the bas mitzvah, so there is such a chashash of the chayim. I mean, the whole chashash is on the chashash of the chayim. But the chachomim were chayish for this chashash of the chayim. So in Mele, every day she has to make a bidding. So in Mele, because of the Roshite, the proper thing would be for a woman not to start designing the king the moment it's on the Sare Basinte. So what will she gain? Suppose she'll do it, she'll still have to make a bidding every day after she goes through it. Let's say she comes on the king, once it is on the Sare Basinte, it's still 6 weeks to the wedding. So she counted 7 days, and she goes through. It's still 5 weeks left to the wedding day. So Mele, every day, according to the Rosh, every day in these five weeks she has to make it bigger. So it's not to be a table for her. To do it, she'll have to make it bigger. So the best thing, according to the law, is to wait until there is a week left for the wedding, and then she starts counting the Zayinikin, and then after counting the Zayinikin, she goes tefillah, let's say, the night before the wedding day. Like that. So she doesn't have to make tikkas day after day, according to us. According to the Rashbon, the Raivet, she can decide when to start counting the Zayinikin. Any day she has to make a bdika of Hefzitara, of course, I mean, most Rishonim say she doesn't have to make it because Tara, but of course the proper approach is, because to be Yitzil Cholashites, to make a bdika of Hefzitara, and make a bdika of Zayinikin. Any day, what after Chomesara Basim. So here Ali, Shemeni Lo, Bishosh, Mechim, Zorah, Chubim, Chomesara Basim, Bichay Yitzil. Opa, Bikin, Sotich, Zmanazeh, Suppose he was Eivir and he was Kinesa without the woman counting Zayinikin. Now here we are talking of a woman that we know she's not in Yidom Mamish. She is not in Yidom Mamish. So, but because of the Takonis Chachomim, she has to count Zayinikin anyway. So Ova Mikin Sotir Zmanazeh. One of the most intolerable mistakes that is made by the so-called poskim of the day is that sometimes it happened already. A so-called pesik of the day, so he assumed that since Togu Aliyosei, so most Rishonim say she doesn't have to make a bdika of Hefzitara, so we tell her today, does not have to make a Hefzitara. There wouldn't be a bigger amaratzis in this. Because all these halachas, the machlekes Rishonim apply to a woman that she knows she's not in Yidom. She knows she's not in Yidom. But suppose she already made bdikas and Hefzitara and all the bdikas, and she was developed and everything. And then it was Tabu Alinosei, so she has to count Zayinikin again. So then this Machlokes Rishonim applies. But today, every kalo is in need of Mula, because the Bnuyis and Hatenis, they're not allowed to go with Tefillah. So Mele, she has to count Zayinikin, not mitzad the takone of the Tabu Alinosei. Today, this halacha of the Tabu Alinosei Tzrichon is by Zayinikin. So it arises in certain situations. But normally, she has to count Zayinikin because of her regular need. Alright, so Oba Mikin Sotech Zmanazeh, so the two has reference to the case of a woman who is not in it, but she was even on this takone. So suppose it's Oba Mikin Sotech Zmanazeh, who is Yachadim. Even though she knows she is not in it, but with Rabbonon, she has to consider herself as an idiot. Who is Yachadim or who Yoshin in Anoshim, the Hi Yishenu in Anoshim. Kisho Chosin Shepir so Yish the Nido. Veinu et Amut Chochem u Yache. Vahfutem Hilu Rambam Shekosa Shetamut Chochem Yochem Yikim Som Yad u Yache Nido. Now I don't want to go over the Gimore. The Gimore is the Chon Zay. But the reason is why the Rambam says so that this Takone does not apply. Of course the Takone applies even to Tam Chochem. But from Gimore, it's mashma. From Gimore, Gimore is that from Zion is mashma. That not only what the Chachomim is saying, that also what we know, after all, she's not in Yidom Christ. It's a church of the Heike. But the Chachomim is saying, so what would that do? Chachomim is saying, we got to disappear. So we are Heishu of Shash of Heike. But this aloche, that in Kale, she feels a little, so the husband, so is not allowed him to be Yisyachim with her, doesn't apply to this Kale, who is not in Yidom, but she didn't count Zayinikin. So the halacha is not like that. So the Gemara in Yevamah is that from Zayin to Kiyas, that since the Chachamim were misake, that Tavua Linosi has to count Zayin Nikiyin. So if she didn't count Zayin Nikiyin, even though we know she's not a Nido, but with Rabbanon she is to be considered as a Nido. So all the halachas that apply to a Nido apply to her. So suppose he was king as her, and before she would count the Zayin Nikiyin, even though she knows she's tail of Muro, but since he's also love Yavel, with Rabbanon, with an Isa Nido, so the same Isa Rabbanon of that the Chosn is not allowed to be Misyachit in the Kale, if she spears a Nido, she will be a Mitzvah, so here too. According to Ramban, this is self Yichud, doesn't apply to it on her. Not that the Ramban says that the Isa of Yichud with the Nido, who before the last mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Chochem. If she's a little more, so then it applies to Talmud Chochem too. But the Nisa Yichud, with this cow, who is not a little, but with Rabbanon she is considered as a little, so if someone is not Talmud Chochem, so about the king, so he also is Yachid. But he is Talmud Chochem now, because of the Gemara Yachid. And that we should machilik and Rabban, and we say that there is no raya from the Gemara, you want to from the Zion. So, some chokhi no chokhi ya lach adimo, ki hu yideya, she was also a lover, choson she pioso kawose yido, kingdom she borel, also a misyach adimo, and hu yoshi me anoshi, vi yishin me anoshi, vi yishin me borel, pioso nido, mutono misyach adimo. So that's the Gemara that from the Zion is a heaven. This Gemara about Talmud Chochem, so that the Ramban mentions, so that's the Yivome Dachon Zayin. But this is the Yivome Sanhedrin Dachon Zayin. That the Baal, the Ishti Nido, is Mutav Yud. How? Why? Because Sukha Vashisham. So, Vimi Shebuah, Pios and Nido, Mutav Yisyachim. Because of a Ramban, Nido keep in the real beer, he was a hip watch if he tie here. You will be here a lot, then you're up your horse out. Let us ask the Rambam Shita that in Nido, that we sue him is not able to live. But don't add a shame in my head. Now, So, doesn't require the dik of etzektar. Umiu tzrich of diket er zayin, kol yei lichat chile, besyose bishim rosh, ubach, shegam kei, das ramba. Miu bidei ebet, im gugot kaatz mirak pa machas, ter zayin yisage. Now, according to the chavizdas, that now we task there is machlek between Rav and Rav Chanine. That's a maches in the day as to whether the Eved only one of the case is Niakei, Chiloso Rav Pishin, same one, same Rav Pishin, Chiloso, or as Rav Chanine says, as Rav Chanine says, that two of the case, the first and the second day. Now, there are more tasks like Rav Chanine, in Simen Kup Tzadikon, the two of the case are Niakei. So the question is, why does he say here, me and the other people, we got God's mark on Achas Tirzayin Sagit, in as much as in regard to a regular Zohar, so he passes like Rav Chanine, the two decades, the first day and the second day, so here too. So we could say, so according to the Chavizdas, so it's very simple as to why the Rambam passes them. Because one decade is in the Raisi, took the cases makim devet only rabbanon. So in regard to the rule in Yose, where the whole shoshi is a shoshi becheike, and the kodesh chachonim, so the chachonim didn't want to apply the rabbanon only what is necessary with rice. And since the rice is a yidna kodesh chachonim, only one becomes a mikim is makim. So here too, that's according to Chavizdak, according to Sifatare. According to Sifatare, so even one Bidika is not Miyaki. The only thing that is Miyaki is the Bidika of the Vegetare has no application to raise that, to do all the Nasi. So why does he say, one Bidika in the Zayni King is Miyaki? So the Pshat is, according to Sifatare, because in view of the fact that nobody shame passed, like Rav, that even by a regular song, a regular need, so Trios of Apropishin Seifon, Silas of Tvor song, but we are Machmi of Ramo, because there is Rishis for the Shein who passed on like Chachamine, there are many the Shein who passed like Rav, but Ramo is Machmi for Chachamine, so it's not that Ramo is Machmi for Chachamine with the Svadar, with the Sofik, so where is the Machmi with the Sofik in the Shein of Chachamine? That in regard to a regular nido, but in regard to a woman who is not a regular nido, only at the Kodesh Chachomim, because of the world we know say, so then we can rely on the Rishonim who pass like Rav. So that's why he says, Rachman Machas Tezayin Zayin. Shibas Yom Ha'olo Meini Su Bishol Shib Semech Lidai Mechina Atzim Lechupo Avo Bishol Nizkad Jadai V'yeish Lismecha Tfilah Somuch Lidulas Mitzvah. That's in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh, not in accordance with the Shita of the Raivet and the Rajbo, because according to the Raivet and the Rajbo, the Choshen is only the first time when she has that feeling, that experience of his surprise, but every day after that, so there is no Choshen, so then there is no Lechatchile to be saying that Tchile is some of the blessings. That the Chachila of the Mitzvah, someone who has Mitzvah, can be true only according to Shitas HaRosh. That Mishor Sheyuchin La'atzmo L'chuposo, that is the first moment when there is a possibility that she is read down. But every day after that is even more life. So Yesh Nisme Chachila, someone who has Mitzvah, the Choma Nevshah. Va'amine Gutu Akale Leil Dawe. Aval Pisho with the royal king in Tzoyin Shabbos. Why? Because there was the practice that she was Nisais. The little Dalet, but in Las Vitz there was Tzoyin Shabbos. So Mele, that practice developed that the Kale goes through as she counts the Zayin King. She finishes counting the Zayin King before the little Dalet, that is prior that is to the wedding, and then she is developed Leil Dalet, even though in those mikvahs, so the Bilas Mitzvah took place, was deferred till Leil Mitzvah Shabbos. Aboleim lehalchik atfilo in Abilo Yesa Mezeh. Vim with the Leil Mitzvah Shabbos, Yeshlo Yid Bikatzmo Bichol Yim Abilas Mitzvah. That's according to the sheet of the Raim of the Rajbo, she doesn't have to make any mikvahs. Because the only choshi is only the first moment of the surprise. But Every day, each day after that day, so there is no choshi. So if she made, she went through already, she counted as a king, she went through it, even though it's 5 weeks left to the wedding, so she doesn't have to make it, but it comes to the rosh. So there is a choshi that every day, it's more likely that she'll have a year's down. So even though she already counted as a king, and she made the tefillah, she still has to be Vedic every day, maybe this day she'll raise down. So of course if she does find out, so then she'll have to start counting Zayin Nikim in you. Yesh lachol ha-gozniz, bidavki l'chatchile, avol b'neve din l'hachmir in vodko rak pavachas tirzayin. V'chol chosn, v'chol chosn nishu mitale kedim shiniga bo im shomro shimu nikim. So when the Rambo says, "Bichol chosn yishal mikale kedim shemidabo," he doesn't mean only the regular case of an evil, like today. Today, so it's not because of it today, it's because of the Isaac, because Pnuyas don't make any dikas and they're not there. So Mele, they're not, many times they might not even be aware of Adesh. The enemy is down, she did not visit down. So Mele, she has to, she has to come by the king. But even the case where she knows, even the case where the host knows that the Kale is not a regular needle, but he has to make sure that the Kale complied with the Takone of Zayniki, of the Wurmas. In Doch Anisuni Machmas is a Sibo. Abo Pisha Yoshua Shiva Niki, Sviholarze of Rashim Zayniki, Vilipel Kishin is Tashko, La Ase is Anisuni. There was once a case in a certain family. So the wedding took place, and it was the father of the chosn was a big machpit and the nav. So everybody was already assembled in the hall. Everybody was already assembled in the hall, and then he was a businessman. The father of the chosn, and he wanted to make sure, you know, that he had a contract for a certain man. So, and the father of the kale didn't want to sign a contract. So, and the father of the chosn said, "So, the wedding is off. Wedding is off." So there was such a force on him, and everybody was told he can go home. And then there was number of chabonim on him, so he became very excited. So then he told the whole audience they should stay there. They should stay there. And then they had a long talk with the Hasid, I mean, the father of the Hasid, and one Hasidic quote recommended him, and he told him that he's a Chotzer, and he's another Mara, and so on. Anyway, so then he became the peace, and they decided, no, the wedding will be resumed. But then the psak was, I mean, of course the wedding took place, I mean, but since it was an union of the war, when, I mean, Dochu Anisui Machbas is a Siva, Avotish Yoshua Shiva Niki, Tzvi Cholam Zeya, Vilayishin Zay Niki Mubinte, Kisim Spash Cholas Zay Sin. So the Mele, of course, the Chukke took place and everything, but they had to be separated until for 7 days because of Gistapa. אבל פי שבוט כבר עצמו, תומי ביום שבינתיים לא מהם. אוברו בקינצו תר זמן זה, וכן חוסן שפיר סוכבו זה נידו, כיוון שבו עולה הוא נסיח את אמו, אבל הוא יושב בין אנושים ונשאים לו בין אנושים. יהי שאין לי ממוי סוטו אירו כשל אוסו, והוא בו עולה הוא פיר סו נידו החכה אם הם צריך הושים עוד. לעשות הלוך אלי איץ, דטיביקלת יספרסס נידו. כיוון בלעס מצווה, So then he's also in his yacht. Now, like this, Baal Bishelido is Mutabir. Why? Because Sukha Vashisham. But that Heter only applies after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, it doesn't apply. So there is a Machlekes Vashem. According to the Raibe, the Halacha of Sukha Vashisham implies that there is no Yisrael Yehud. Between the husband and wife. There's no Isaiah. So even Loipal was mitzvah. There is no Isaiah either. But if Loipal was mitzvah, then there is a special Isaiah. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the regular Isaiah. So that's why we say the demonic Suez. That if Pios is the ego, so then who Yoshim bin Anoshim, the English Shema bin Anoshim. So that's only Bawailo. So there is a special Isad Rabbanon for the chosn to sleep with the Kale in the same room. Because of Xavier Hashem on Yitzchak Taki, and then Chas V'Sholem, he might be Eivir and Isakot. But it has nothing to do with the Isa Yichud. As far as the Isa Yichud is concerned, there is no Isa Yichud. Even though she's Pirson Ido, Kedu Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Isa Yichud because Sukkah Meshishani. There is no Sayyidichud. So B'yayim is Mutah to be Misyachid with the cow, even though it's really popular as a mitzvah. That's the Shittes Rabbi. But B'layilo, he is also Misyachid, and it's not in Sayyidichud. It requires two Shmiras. Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshi, V'hi Yishayta Bin Anoshi. So according to the Rabbi, since the Gemara emphasizes Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshi, V'hi Yishayta Bin Anoshi, why do you have to say Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshi, V'hi Yishayta Bin Anoshi? Let the Gemara say, also we see Yachidimo. Gemara has to say Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshi, I mean, he's not allowed to be Yachid, I mean, he'll find a way where to sleep. Why did the Gemara have to say Hu Yoshim Bin Anoshi, V'hi Yishayta Bin Anoshi? So the Rabbi says no, because there is no reason. And B'yei is allowed to be Misyachit with him. He can take B'yei. There is no Yisayichot because Suba Rashishan. But B'alaylo, there is a special Gzeir. Because of the Chash, Chas V'shol and Yitzchak Toki, and the Neivir and Nisa Kores. So the fact that it's not Yichot is not enough. But they require two Shmires. So what is called two Shmires? If the cow sleeps among the women, and the chosin sleeps among the men. But suppose the chosin wants, he would not be misyachid anymore. He said, let the caliph sleep in one room with the women, and I'll be in the other room. I'll sleep myself. It doesn't involve any seichot. It doesn't involve any seichot. But here it's us. So here it's more homo. Balaylo, it's more homo than the Isa Yichud, let's say, with an owl. Here it requires two shmits. So he said, okay, then there is a shikim. So what do we see from the Raibet? So we see from the Raibet that Tsuba Bashishani, that's the more in Sanhedrin, that's what it's like. Tsuba Bashishani, so a certain Zduki asked a certain Amira, I think from Ahuya, so he says, you pussy, you allow a husband to sleep in the same room with his wife all the time. So don't you know, Ench Bineiras Uetiba? So there, Abu Avuya said to him, Suka Bashishan. In other words, these are the need of the Torah, that's the best mechitze. That is a mechitze made out of roses. Suka Bashishan. So that's aloche of Suka Bashishan implies, according to the Rabbi, there is no Yisrael. So even Pearson Nido or Kenya Pearson Nido said, there is no Yisrael. But there was a special takone, Xer, of Pearson Nido, the Balaylo, so who Yoshim Yanoshim Yishan, but Beyem is Muta. Beyem is Muta. Then there is another Shitev, a moment in the Yishan, he knows what they were Kishan also, the reward of Pearson Nido, a Hakei, in its Kishan Ray. I mean, that also conforms to that Shitev, that husband and wife, there is no Yisrael. And in Pearson Nido, there is still no Yisrael, and the Yehim is allowed to be Misyachet. But the Lailo, it's not only that there is Yisrael to be Misyachet, even if there is no Yisrael, still there is Aloche, they are not allowed to sleep in the same house, unless she is Yishayim of the Atushmires, she is Yishayim of Binanoshi, she is Yishayim of Binanoshi, Vehu Yoshayim Binanoshi. So it's a special Gzeire. So that special Gzeire only applies to someone who at the time, in other words, at the time when she is missing, she was already a nido, appears a nido by the chuppah, so he's not allowed to be brought up. But suppose at the chuppah she was a teiro, and he had the opportunity to make the bilas mitzvah the night of the chuppah, but he didn't. And then the next morning she was appears a nido, so he's allowed to be misyachid. Why? Because in view of the fact that there is a loch of Sukhba Shishami, there is no Yisidihu. But there is a special takone. So that special takone only applies to a case where he didn't as yet have an opportunity to make the Bris Mitzvah. Masha'im came to the night of Nisuin, she was a Teor, and the next morning she was Pirsa Milor. So then that Akone does not apply. Ma'amach Yotov Elavor. Ve'il Chalik was a Bivocho Le'almon and Psur Al-Almon. Yei Shekrim Sha'asur Al-Yachidim Bilim Kvendolayim. Oh, not like the Shiv Zayim. Ve'il Tzorich Li Shtei Shmires Rakhu Bin Anoshim Oy Hi Bin Anoshim. That's Tur Bishim Rosh. The Rosh says, no. Eilach Anam. That the reason we sell Yichud is the rising. By Bar Mishnah, so of course there is no Yisayichud, even if Pius Mishnah, because Sula Vashishani. But with the Rabbonon, there is a special Rabbonon that if it's Kevin Pius Mitzvah, it's Pius Mishnah, so in Mele, then the Sula Vashishani doesn't apply if it's Pius Mishnah. So, and there is a Yisayichud, so even Biyayim is not allowed to be Misyachid, even Biyayim. And Balayim, there is no other Yisayah except the Yisayichud. So why does the Gemara say, Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim, Bi Yishim bin Anoshim? So the Rosh explains that it doesn't mean that both have to take place. Either or. Because once the woman sleeps with other women, so there is no Yisayichud. Once the man sleeps with other men, so there is no Yisayichud. So according to the Raivet, it means both. Who Yoshim bin Anoshim, Bi Yishim bin Anoshim? It requires the Shmiras. According to the Rosh, there is no special aloha of Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim, Bi Yishim bin Anoshim. It means, with the Rabbonon, there is a Yisayichud. Even though it's Ukla Shishamim, but with the Rabbonon, if we borrow the Bris Mitzvah, there is a Yisayichud. So in Mele, either she sleeps among the women, and that's all, and then with it. So, or he sleeps among the men, so there is no Yisayichud. So, B.A.M. is Mutal Yisiyach in Megamre. So, B.A.M.I.N.E.G. So, it says, V.I.N.I.S.I.A.R. in B.A.M. B.I.L.O.I. K.O.T. N.O.I.K.T.A.M. In other words, so, to remove the Yisayichud, Mashayim Kim Balaylo, so, K.O.T. So, we need both. So, it requires two Shmiras. So, in other words, so, that's in lieu of two Shmiras. In other words, Likach K.O.T. N.I.T.L.A. H.O.S.M. U.K.T.A.M. N.I.T.L.A. K.A.L. So, that's in lieu of two Shmiras. And the Chiddush is, the Kuhi is, that even though she's not ashamed of in Anoshim, just a little girl sleeps with her, so it's also considered like Yishim of Anoshim. And even though he is not Yoshim bin Anoshim, just a little boy sleeps with him in the room, so it's also considered like Yoshim bin Anoshim. There are some who are misfakeach with that Kuhi, but this is what Rambam says. Both. So that will be in lieu of Yoshim, who Yoshim bin Anoshim, be in Shemo bin Anoshim. Marzuk or Shosi, Tzkichon, Renshev Shimon. Now, Sinan Kutzali, will I ask you to go over on this? It's already the second half. We're going over that far. So, the Mishneh mentions four categories of women. There's the second category. Then the third category is narrow. Now, the first category is Tano Shalom Yom. Then the second category is narrow Shalom Yom. The third category is narrow Shalom Yom. And then there's the third category. And then the fourth category is Beir Shalei Roaso. Beir Shalei Roaso. And then Beir Shalei Roaso. Beir Shalei Roaso. So you can call it five categories. So you can they call it four categories, because you didn't have Mishneh, so Ktanoshon Ras Miyomel, so she was, even if she falls down, even if she falls down, so she is Muteres, Achetich Yamak, you didn't have Mishneh. Then, Naro, she Shalui Raso is given four layers. And four layers doesn't mean four nights in succession, but it means it can be spread out over many months. Four layers. That's Naro Shalui Raso. Naro Shalui Raso, this of your Vinny says, Solari Oshem, but many bees. She's given, even though she buys them, because the dam is dam so. Dam so is like that with Damar. I mean, according to Dina Mishnah. And then, so Naro Shalui Raso, Naro Shalui Raso, Naro Shalui Raso. So according to Dina Mishnah, she is given Lyra Rishet. That's all. But many things. And then, Beitres, then, Beitres Shalui Raso. Then, Beitres Shalui Raso. So you can call Beitres Shalui Raso. So then you have Beitres Shalui Raso. So then she is being Bas Mitzvah Peres, and Beitres Shalui, and Beitres Shalui Raso is also Lailo Rishino, and then Beitres Shalui Raso is being Bas Mitzvah Peres. That's the dynamic. Then Chachav Meir, then the Gemara says. Rabbi Seinu Chosro Vinimlu Peyo Bilas Mitzvah Peyosh. That's the meaning of why are the Takonis Abim? So according to most Rishayim except the Rambam, so the Rabbi Seinu Chosro Vinimlu Peyo Bilas Mitzvah Peyosh, it applies to all the categories of women, even to Ktama Shalei Rasomei. So Midina Mishneh, she is allowed, she prepares the Bible Achitich Yamak, but Midin Mitzah Takonis Amroi, she is Asura, and it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. According to the Rambam, so the Takonis Chachoni of Chosru Minu, the Chachmei Hadmore, Chosru Minu, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres applies only to the third category of women, of Tano Sheroas of the Mitzvah. So Midina Mishneh, she is given by the Mishneh, or so I'm going to Misake, the boy of the last bits of Pesh, Mashain Kinaro Shalur Vaso, or Octano, so even Mitzadin de Gimore. So, Ictano is the terrace of Bailo, even though she falls down. So, the terrace of Bailo, Ashitich Yamako, and according to the Dinah de Gimore, so Inaro Shalui Raso in this video is given Dali Leilis. But the Rambam is also made that now is Manazeh. So every woman, even Iktanu Shalui Raso, is built with Bas Mitzvah Peres. So they're the same status. Mitzvah, according to Rambam, it's not Mitzvah Takona Sagmore, but it is Mitzvah Takona Sagim. Mitzvah Takona Sagim. Alright. So Hakimi is, so that means that now Hakimi is Psula. Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres Miyah. Now, Mitzah Takonis HaMishneh, Takonis Chachmei HaMishneh, so the Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres applies only to a vigorous Shavuot. But Mitzah Takonis Chazal, Takonis HaMoroi, it applies, according to most Rishonim, to all women. According to the Rambam, Mitzah Takonis Chazal, it applies to all women, starting with the Naro Shavuot vis-a-vis. And vis-a-vis Naro Shalui Raso, and vis-a-vis Ktano, so according to Rambam, it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres Mitzvah Takonis Hagim. שיש לנו אלוהים, והוא רואה שפחנו בין כן שכל צורעו, ומי הוא, אוי שפיל הגיב הגדל כביל החי, פחנו בוט כמו הוא מצא דם פניו, שמו, רואה שכיפס דם כחלו. Now, so he said, "Glory was, glory was, but he didn't come to me." So that expression is very strange. What did he say? But he didn't come to me. So now, the look in his eyes, and my shoes were very dark. But he didn't come to me. He didn't come. He came in my other way. He had his senses. We should come to me. Even when we came in dumb, zebi, dumb, stupid, or even dumb in a monkey. Bekra is a common that's a machlokes in Sukkos. So, in Bekra says Nixas in Sukkos, and not also. So there is a machlokes to Rashi in the Rambam, so in Bekra is, has the Simen Psuri of Pesach, doch. But he doesn't, she doesn't have the Psuri on the contrary. The Bekra is, has the Simen, according to Rashi in the Rambam, so in Bekra is, so has the simen psulim, has the simen psulim of damsel, of damsel, that bishas biyo reshino, so she shifas dam, so in Bekeres has that. But the other simen psulim of Pesach Dochu, ki Bekeres doesn't have, coming to the Rach, so it's two years so in simen psulim is that from the Lord. So coming to the Rach, so it's just the other way around. So in Bekeres, So it does not have damsel. A Bekeres does not have damsel. But the Simen Psulim of Pesach Dochu, a Bekeres has. Now, so, this tool accords with the Shite of the Rach. That Bekeres is called Psoleo. What does it mean called Psoleo? Not that the Pesach Dochu is called, but it means the Domin is called. So the expression is very strange. He says, but for Bekeres she called him Soleo, so she's still a soul by law. Umashi was Rabbi Nathan Gesh called Soleo, and you said, we can name a bad rabbi, he had his sentence, we should call him Soleo. So, Eino no tell him Dam Zevi Dam Sul, Ele him can Dam in a Mokeru. So, in other words, he says that the woman, when she gets married, so after the Duas meets there, he has to prepare, she has so. Has to be separated from him. Why does he have to be separate from me? Because we are changed. What for Dam? So he says, even Bekeres, we are changed for Dam. On the contrary, he should say, Vafilu Ktano, shall go in Kolupsaleo, she is still a soul of Bible. So he could say, Ktano is not likely to have the menstrual flow. So Mele, so we should say, And that's the way it was. Sabina Mishneh, so Iktano Shemit says, even if she falls down, she is the terrace of Baila, she tiach yamak. But then, Chachomeinu, Abiseinu, Nibnu, Beinu Duas Mitzvah, Peleish, Afilu Iktano. So, Iktano it seems, so Mitzata Kones HaMishneh, so Iktano, so after Duas Mitzvah, she is the terrace of Baila, even if she falls down, because we are not chishish, maybe she has a menstrual discharge, because it's all as a male, but still, Abiseinu Ninu, Beyo Glas Misadirish. So he should say, that Yuktano Shalimu Asa Biyomeo, is a so. He says, but when Bekra Shekom Psoleo, is a so. Adarabe, Bekra certainly should be a so, because there is a choshe, maybe this dam, is that is menstrual dam, not dam suri. And because by Bekeres, so there is less of dam suri, according to Shizrach. Kol Soleo means dam suri is called. So he should say just that way. Vafilu Ktano, Shelruas Adam Yomel is a so. So he says, so that's the Kashi, Adarabe. He had his sentence, which we call Psoleo, even in the table, Dam Zed Dam Suri, or even in Dam in Amokeo, Vim came by Mathew in Koma, it's all Rema, she was so much how much she cost by a game. Mathew bought Koma, he wants a dam, Leo, she was a dam to Dam Kharo, the Hopu Shemazera, Vim came, she cost a stamp deal with the Pilate, the whole garden, after we bought Koma, Loy Matzit, Loche Koma, Davriya would pay less. She has kasha kolub soleil. Is bayo glass leaves they will pay the chapter in Khalibatke. So he brought it down. So there's a chap. He says that Kenis is absolutely is bayo glass leaves will pay less. So pay less. So he did mention the thing as a few weeks time as he gets my friends. The way it was. And he means, but he just omitted it. And even if she makes a bit, even if she makes a bit and she doesn't find it down, so then we should say, she made a bit and she didn't find it down. So she certainly did not have any menstrual flow. Because Bishlay, maybe she's not a bit there, she's in Havo. So you could say, maybe as a result of the glass mitzvah, so that allows a very minute discharge. So now she can be taken down. But if she's a beifes, an adolescent woman, and she made a decay after the glass mitzvah, doesn't find any down. So then we should say, she didn't have any menstrual flow, because whenever she has a menstrual flow, it's not a mild discharge. So still, there is a takone neshasorobayo. There's the pshat in the tomb, that even if she made a decay and it was clean, so she's still a asorobayo, even though she's a baker, she called up soleil, so for damsul, we don't have to be chesish. Damsul. The Chachomi as a damsul. To declare damsul is also a nidon. But if she's a baker, she called up soleil, according to the Rach, still say. So that means we don't have to worry about damsul because it's called damsul. And what's the other shoshe? Damigo. But she made it bigger. So one could argue that she should be traversed. So even though she made it bigger, and even though she's a baker, she called up soleil, she's still a soleil. Hakimis is absolutely the Ubilas Nix, well, became a Biosi, Ubilas Viat, a few week Tano, so he has my remains, we will also, but we work with him, what's a damn mayor, she will also keep a damn Jehavu, he won't shake my Zera. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishaini. There is a Machlekes Rishaini between the Rosh Nagoris Maimen and the Eshkel. The Eshkel Nagoris Maimen on one hand, and the Rosh on the other hand. There is a takonis chachomim beyond the last piece of pears. Beyond the last piece of pears. Now, that's nindu, I'm saying nindu. We all go beyond the last piece of pears. Beyond the last piece of pears, of course. So we have to have recourse to the takonis amoroi in regard to an hour, but in regard of a baitress, we were so, in your mouth. But in regard to a baitress, she was so, Kvor, an adolescent woman, so then it's up. Dina Mishne, we say, Beyo Glas Mitzvotayos. When we say, only Mitzvot Akonis Amoroi, I'm saying, Nindu, if she's not a Beyres, she was. So then, if she's a Beyres, she was. Let's say, Beyres means 12 and a half years old. So she's a Beyres. But where was? So, where was? So then, Mitzvot Akonis Amishne, so he's giving the Lilo Rishino. Or now she was giving some you. So he give her Lilo Rishino. Or give her Lilo Rishino. So then, but Satakon Samroi. So it's very good as it's okay. But they can show us also with Satakon Samishne. It's a Dina Mishne. So it's very good as it's okay. It's very good as it's okay. So the halacha is, so there is a machlekes between the Rosh. There is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Eshkel. The Agoyis Maimin agrees with the sheet of the Eshkel. The Agoyis Maimin and the Eshkel say that this whole halacha of Beyo Glas Mitzvot Peirush only applies to a case where she saw that, even though we assume that the Dam is absolute. Damsulim, But still, the Chachomim were misakei the Chizimim. But suppose sometimes he's doing less mitzvah and she doesn't see any that. So then the Eshkel and the Akwismaim say that she's not a soul revival. She's not a soul revival. But the Rosh says, no, even if she doesn't sit down, even if she doesn't sit down, so she's still a soul revival. Why should she be a soul revival? Especially if she sits down. But we assume that the dam is not soon. So that, so with the Rai says she's not mayor, but with the Rabbanon, Chachomim of the Saki, she should be mayor because of the dam soon. But if she didn't sit down, why should she be a soul revival? So the Rosh says, no. We are afraid maybe there was a Rias Dam Kechal. A Rias Dam Kechal. And Mimele, she doesn't see it. So that's why she has to come. So the Machaba Paschus like Rosh. But we brought from the Mazadam to Meosha, but we come to Halva to Moshe Vaza. The Yish Makiri, the Rasa Dam, and then his mind. The Nuang, the Rokay, the Rigor of the Akerabo, the Rasa Dam. Aber ich wollte mich nicht. So, ich will mich in dem Rahmen, ob ich schon mal so da. So, der Rabbon ist nicht in mir, er nimmt es doch. Even though, according to the Flago is mine, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether God of yours is, God of yours is, we are, it's always, as we count, I'm a king. But, the Rabbon is making, he makes it sure. He says, if it's going to be your say, then we are chishish. Maybe there was a dishabat dam, and chiponish chazera. But if it's just helpful, not going to be your say, so then she's with us. I will borrow the mamish, so we will then have to us. But it goes without saying, suppose it's not going to be your say, it's just helpful. But she's so dumb, so then of course, then everybody agrees. That she is a soul of Iowa, she has to count on it. Ubal Nefesh Yochis La'atzmei, Shom Yisrael B'Nekes. What do you mean, Shom Yisrael B'Nekes? That the Chosin should try to make it be a more. Not to make say, impartial beer, just Haroya Yobat. Utsri Choshe gives him the Tao. Vitim Dei Kol Shiro. Vitas Chulim Nekes, Adim Hei Shimu Shoh. Now, you see, that involves another idea that the Mechaba didn't even discuss that. That the Mechaba discusses in Siman Kuf Tzadikot. Now, Medina the Gemara, so every leader has to count Zayniki. So suppose a woman has a flow of dam on the one day, something. So then she makes something Kutiye. She makes the tikkur of Hefsek Tareh. She makes the tikkur of Hefsek. Of Hefsek Tareh. And she counts Zayniki. That's all. Okay, count Zayniki. If she, let's say, she has a flow that continues for 2 days, so she makes Hefsek Tareh the second day. If she has Hefsek Tareh that continues for 3 days, she makes a Hefsek Tareh 3 days that continues for 4 days, so the 4th day she makes Hefsek Tareh. But there is a Chumah that's not within anymore, but it's based upon it anymore. There is a Chumah that if a woman has a flow, even if she has a flow only one day, only Sunday, suppose she made it again, and she saw it subsided, so she cannot start counting and consider Monday as the first day. But even if she had a flow only one day, just on Sunday, she has to count according to the Pesach of the Ramot, she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's what is called 5 unclean days and 7 clean days. So it's called, we call it 5 unclean days, not because it has to be unclean, even if it's clean. But that's the aloha. She has to count it as if it had been unclean. Now, that's according to the Ramon. According to the Pesach of the Mechaber, if a woman has a flow of dam just on Sunday, and she knows it's subsided. She made it. She saw it's subsided. So she cannot start counting Zayniki on Monday. But she has to count according to the Pesach of the Mechaber and Siman Kuf Tzadikot. She has to count according to the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Tur. She has to count 4 unclean days, not 5 unclean days. There are more mentions the Chumre of 5 unclean days. But according to the Torah, the Mechaber, she has to count 400 days. She had the flow of dam only Sunday, and she stopped. It stopped, it subsided, so she still has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is the, and Wednesday she makes before Shkia Ida Pesitare, and Thursday is the first day of Zaki. According to Ramon, if you want it, so down, let's say on Sunday, so she has to count five Ankun days. And then, by the way, so she makes a Tiktare a Thursday before Shkia, and then Friday is the first day of the Zion. Friday is the first day of Zion. So why is it so? So immediately, more if she has a flow of dam only one day, she immediately makes a Tiktare and she counts energy. But there is a loch, and we learn Hapilat Shechla Zera. So Daloch is Seres in Echol. So he thinks, so that's how Loch writes. So suppose a woman is Zobet Deire, and all the women today are considered like Zobet Deire. So if a woman is Zobet Deire, and she starts to count Zayikin, let's say it's the first day of the Zayikin, and she was Pilat Shechla Zera, so that day is not counted. Suppose she's Pilat Shechla Zera on the first day. So that day is not counted. And then she's Pilat Shechla Zera on the second day again, so that the second day is not counted. Suppose she's Pilat Shechla Zera on the third day of the Zayikin, so the third day is not counted either. But only if it is a Chalish Shechla Zera. So, what does it mean has Chalish Shechla Zera? As long as it's capable of being fertilized, some melee, it has a halishem shechla zera. As it's capable of fertilizing the exa, some melee it has a halishem shechla zera. But liach, so there's a machlekes anoyim misar Shabbos. How many enes after the tashmish? So she has a din of pilat shechla zera. But the shulchan aruch paskens. Vobeinis, that means 3 weeks less, 72 hours. So, Mele, the tool in the Chava say, even Washim Shomitoso, Washim Shomitoso. Let's say on Sunday, let's say, if a woman Washim Shomitoso, let's say, on Sunday, if a woman Washim Shomitoso, let's say, on Sunday, So then she was Roasodam, and then she was Roasodam on Sunday. She was Roasodam, so she has to count 400 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Wednesday for Shkia, she makes a big of her Zektare. Why? Because if she will not count 400 days, Suppose she shim shomitosa, let's say Sunday, even if she shim shomitosa, Leil Mitzoy Shabbos. So then, Leil Mitzoy Shabbos, suppose, and Sunday morning she'll sit down, and so she makes it became, it's upside. So she cannot speak Hefzikdara Sunday before Shkia and start counting with Monday as the first day of the Zayinki. Because suppose she'll start counting with the Sunday day, or the first day, and Monday as the first day of the Zayinki. And then she might be Pilat Shechla Zera, she'll not know about it. Because a woman never knows when she's Pilat Shechla Zera. She'll be Pilat Shechla Zera. She'll be Pilat Shechla Zera, let's say, on Monday or on Tuesday and on Wednesday. So all these days will be Nistar. Will be Nistar. And then she'll go through it. She'll go through it. Sunday night, and she'll think she counted 7 days. But actually, the Monday day, she was Pilat Shechla Zera. So that couldn't be counted. The Tuesday day, she might also be Pilat Shechla Zera. So in order to be sure that there was set Zion clean days without without taking the Shema Zera, so she has to count three Misres. So in other words, if she counts 400 days, so then she's sure that any Kita Shechla Zera that took place was already beyond the 72-hour period. So only 400 days. But Ramoh is the other Chumre of 500 days. Why? Because she might be Mishameshes Mitoso close to Shkia, close to Binash Moshes. And she might think that she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, and even before Shkia. Actually, it's a few minutes after Shkia. So if she will count only 400 days, so she'll make a mistake, and she will not have Zayinuki. So because of that, we have the extra chumrah of counting 500 days. Now, but the Mechaber mentions only 400 days. So she starts counting the fifth day of Shemushon. So that's why he says, it's clear she is in the hour, it is the Kol Shiva, but it has to remain Ad Yei Hei Mishimushon. Oh, so you could say, the Mechaber we understand, but how about Ramoh? But Ramoh passes that a regular Niyom has to start counting Yenvom Mishimushon, she has to start counting 500, she has to count 500 days first. So you should say the Misasra remains at Yenvom Mishimushon, but the Ramoh doesn't say the Achsho Haminek Shemitasra remains at Yenvom Mishimushon, the way he says in Kuvtzadik Vov, he doesn't say here. So Bishlam the Mechaber, so even some cuts, even in Simon Kuvtzadik Vov, he says Mitasra remains at Yenvom Mishimushon. But Ramoh, but the Yankov Tzadik Vov says, we ask for the Israel, the Shibusho. So why doesn't he magi our, and here too, Adi Bob Shibusho? The answer is Ramoh himself is made it. Since the extra day is an extra chumrah, because she'll be Mishaleshes Pitoso, let's say, close to the Minash Moshes period of Sunday, and she'll think she was Mishaleshes Pito before Shkia, and actually she was Mishaleshes Pito. So since it's an extra chumre, we only apply it to a regular nido, but not to a kale, where the whole nido is only rabbi. That's why the rabbi is not magi, and the rabbi is also made. That a kale, after blas mitzvah, so she has to count only 400 days and 17 days. A regular nido also has to count the contrabo 500 days. But here he is made it to the Mechaber. It doesn't mean that she would show them to the Chodin and Nilo. We in a Chok, or she Nilo, we in a Osu, or we stand with us, or we should be with her. We zoom with her, and we should be with her. Lacha Shom the Netzrei, Bach, and we saw Mishabah Mor. Now, for Monday, so we have to go over Simen, Monday we have to go over Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei. Kuf Tzadik Hei. And Wednesday, we have to go over the whole Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Whether she sees Afilu or Asada, whether she sees Dam, she doesn't see Dam, she's Meo, even if it's Yeredes Yavesh. So she's still Meo. Then Yeredes Chayimes, whether she gives birth to a viable child or she has a miscarriage. Afilu Neiv. So in other words, because we passed through, there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi, or the Maynechot, Shtei Mayonis. So according to Levi, so it's Shtei Mayonis. So the reason is why the dam in the Beit Teah, so his story is because it emanates from Hadamayo, whatever it means. It's God. But if we know that it emanates from the same ion, from the same cause, let's say suppose she started to have the flow before the termination of the Emelene, and it continued without a stop, into after the Yemeleide, so then she is they are going to Levi. But according to Rav, that my Nechot, there's a special Zazakosu, so even in case of Shifas. So whatever she is, she whatever dam is discharged after the termination of the lady is toyer. So we pass quite hard with my nach. Uvil ches the bones up in the pass with the fire of Hazayo. We hold up the Vimu Yomi, Shahar Ashibo, Muteres, Lishamus, Apo Kisharir, Ulachal and the Vimu, Asu, Apilu, Ushifas, with the Vimu Hakibo again. So come to lady. That the Shtei Mayonets, so suppose on the 41st day or on the 81st day, so suppose the flow started on the 40th and it continued without it stopping to the 41st, or it started in the afternoon of the 80th and it continued into the 81st, into the night of the 81st, so according to Levi, she stay off, because we know that it terminates from the Mayon Toyer. But according to Rav, is the same iron. It's the same iron. So the male, so we pass like Rav. Now, so he talks of Yelede Zocho, so that's why he says Lamedimu. But if it's Yelede Zocho, so it's Amachmo. Utsriho Lipris Nibalo Lima Menalek. Afilu Imeino, Reino. By Yelede Zocho, Meno Nidalek. Now, he says here, Utsriko Yitres Mibalo, Leo Memale, Afiru Menalek. This is a new aloha. So that is based, in other words, that she has to be separated from the husband the night of the 41st, or the night of the 81st, in case of Yoledes Nekeva. What kind of aloha is it? So that's based upon the morning Psochim. That's based upon the morning Psochim. So, that could be a few more. So the morning psochim that Kofir Gimel with Aleph in the bottom says, "Hayushemes al damteya asur lishamus v'chamo omarav oyno oyno." So the Rosh explains it. What is Hayushemes al damteya? So the Rashbam explains it. It means Hayushemes al damteya. If she finished the damteya, Hayushemes, she already has finished. So that means the night of the 41st, or the night of the 81st. So she has saw the Bible, even though she's there, or she didn't see any doubt. So she has saw the Bible. Why is this your? How